KVX, this is Mobile.
Good morning, 9-1, with you.
Good 8 degree morning to you, too.
Hey, I got 12 over here.
Well, that's what my phone said. So, you know, I just go by that. That's approximately the temperature. It could be very, you know how phones are, and who knows what's accurate and what's not. That was about a half hour ago, too, when I checked it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. At least it's not snowing yet.
And my car show's been at 16, but it was, oh, it just went down to 15. So let's change it real fast.
I had a few hours ago when I was awake, when I woke up for a minute or two, I looked out, it was snowing. But, I think it was 11, 1 o'clock, yeah, I woke up. But, go figure.
True. I got my EBP-66 back yesterday.
What is that, your dummy pack, the way pack?
So the battery for the Elinco that got rebuilt. Batteries America.
Oh, alrighty.
About a week and a half. It's like, wow, that's pretty quick. By the time you figure it goes there and back, that could take six days, three to 4 days each. And then by the time they work on it, 2 to 4 days, you know, that's really quick, really.
Yeah, well, I think they also use priority mail, too, when they ship the stuff. So it's only like 2 or 3 days with the priority mail.
Yeah, that's fine with me. But it goes in the box, and the mailman put it in the mailbox. I took it out. And, I didn't get to most like 9 o'clock yesterday. I didn't see any bulk at 7, 8 o'clock. So but whenever I got the battery out, I said, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to let it warm up. And then I said, sort of like watch it a little bit. So I'm going to charge it up Monday or Tuesday whenever I don't have no plans to go anywhere except for Tuesday evening whenever we go out to eat. So I'll warm it up then and see if that charger works. Like I said, I think it's like the battery, not the charger. So but I'm going to let it is a good warm-up. I checked it this morning, and it was nice and warm, but I want to be there basically most of the day whenever it's being charged up.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Just knew he might have made a mistake, and it might burn up or blow up, you know. Taking no chances, so I'll go through there with it. 59.99 or 95, something like that, almost. It was almost $60, but a brand new one is probably $50-$60, so I got a new one with an old case.
Oh, yeah, and plus if they don't make it anymore, yeah, or if they can't get them, yeah, that'd be the way to do it, because you're going to be spending practically about the same.
Yeah. So at least I know that Batteries Plus can rebuild batteries.
True. You mean America.
Actually, on the ones that aren't no more made anymore, those are discontinued. So if they can do that's great.
Yeah, remember, Batteries America, not Plus.
Yeah. 31 hardly. Wow.
Yeah, they're probably saying it's too cold.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, so what you gonna do today?
Not much, probably. Just watch documentaries on destroyers. Bombers. I've been watching a series on that.
Alrighty.
I read a book about whenever we bombed Germany. Germany is the most bombed country ever in the history of warfare. I'm like, wow. Completely obliterated that whole country. Almost every city got completely bombed. So there was nothing left of Germany whenever the war was over.
Well, consider the source, you know, who is in charge.
Yep, and he, you know, if you look at it, he basically killed his own people by doing what he did.
Right.
Gasoline has gone up a little bit. It's still under 3, but like a 280, 290, somewhere in that area. It's gone up somewhat, not up to 3, though.
I saw 299 yesterday.
Up 66 here on current, and the bypass is at 299.
Now, what about McClure's?
294.
Yeah, alrighty.
Not much of a difference, about 5 cents.
Alrighty.
Glad when April comes, so we'll be out of this winter mess, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So on Facebook the other day, where it said, only 73 more days till spring.
Yeah, and it can't come quick enough.
Yeah, that's so true. I can't believe just because it's winter time, I'm getting 10 less miles per gallon. I used to average about 35, now I'm getting around 25, 26. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They're saying Monday night into Tuesday morning, the high is going to be 0. I'm like, whoa.
Yep, go figure.
I don't plan on going outside unless I have to shovel at my sister's house in my driveway, and then we're going out Tuesday, obviously, but other than those two things, or to go to the grocery, other than those couple things, that in fact, I don't plan on going outside.
Monday's supposed to be high of 13.
Wow. that's really hot.
Better than 0.
True. 31 in the county is really clear. 31 in the city is really good, but not quite as good as the county has, though. But they're both good, though. Using the cruise control. They say don't use the cruise control in the winter time or in the rain, but I'm using it because there's no ice out there that I can see.
Right.
If I invite stuff to Cola's 4th birthday party on the 31st, I said, weather permitting, I'm not going to put my life in danger.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
After what happened last January, I told you that story about what happened last January.
Yeah, you did.
I told her I'd go stand up and kind of ride around town. And normally, the furthest I go is to church, but 280 miles now.
NYOU.
Yeah, it's hard to drive in that stuff. And there was 1 week where church was canceled, and then the next week it was a snowing hard, so I says, I'm not going. Deacons, and he says, I'm not coming tonight. I go, me neither, because I was smelling during the morning service, and just like, he expect me to come and whenever it's snowing and impossible ice. No way.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
All right, I just hit the 35-mile-an-hour zone, and I can see these people. Have a good one, and I'll catch you later. And if there's anything different about Tuesday, like Steve or anything like that, let me know. If I don't hear nothing, it's your turn to drive. So if I don't hear nothing, I'll listen to you on your frequency, and that way I'll know what can do to pick me up. Good night, YOU, KB9, KBS.
All right, well, I'll try and be out here when you get out of church and that. So we'll talk to you later. Give me 9KBX9YOU.
My truck just pulled out of the fire station.
All righty, 9YOU.
9KBX, see you later.
I guess I missed the KB9 KBX show. It's almost time for church. WB9 WX.
Yep, you missed him, Ron. And 9YOU.
Yeah, how you doing today, Brian? You staying warm?
Yeah, I'm trying to, Ron. I got here later on. I got some running to do, so.
Yeah, you'll be a little chilly. They said today is supposed to be one of the coldest days. I went out yesterday for a little bit, and it wasn't too bad. But yeah, I was listening to people on 40 meters and stuff, and saying it's like 10, 11 degrees down there in the south. Like, man, I don't even look at what it was today.
Right now, I looked here a little bit ago, I'm at 12 degrees right now in the backyard.
Well, maybe your front yard might be a little warmer if the sun's facing.
That would be nice.
I listened to some guys on there, they were talking, they said, well, yes, I'm over here in Ohio and it's 75 degrees here, and he has to go 75,
because, yes. Hey, I like how they put that.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what? 75 in Ohio? What?
Yeah, that is neat how they put that.
Yeah, you and Bob going down to La Porte next month, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, it's at the fairgrounds. But I guess it all depends on the weather. What's that entrance fee over there? Is there an entrance fee for, yeah, to get in?
I believe it's $8. $8.
That must be the going rate. That's what it is in Elkhart. I don't know what it is in Fort Wayne, but that might be the going rate.
Fort Wayne was higher last year, so it was like, what was it? Like $8 to park, $10 a ticket, and that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember, well, I haven't gone in a few years, but when I got it was like $4 to park.
I know, same here. I went with some friends down to Indy, what was it, last week. I think it was last weekend. Saturday to the 1500, and now it was at the fairgrounds, state fairgrounds, I guess, and yeah, that was $15 entry fee just to get into the place.
want to get in there, I tell you, $15, unless there's something you know you want, and they know that you're going to have it there. So I guess what you guys are talking, that's the biggest one around. So, yeah, whatever you want, they're probably going to have it. But, man, you got to pay $15 just to walk in. That's crazy. I'm sure their food is probably outrageous, too. Yeah, for a bag of popcorn, $5. For a bottle of water, $5. No, it was that, I guess, they have it a few times a year. It's called the Indy 1500, I think it's called. And it's a huge gun show. Never been there before. And I was asked if I wanted to go. I said, yeah, why not? And, yeah, they got a lot of stuff there. That thing is definitely huge.
Can you cash and carry? Can you cash and carry?
Yeah. I've seen people walking around selling and buying. Yeah, everything over there.
Don't they got to go with the federal background checks? I know if you got a gun permit issued by Indiana, they waive that, because if you got a gun permit, then all that crap has been done. You can cash and carry. So I'm just kind of wondering about the gun shows, how they do that.
It doesn't matter if you have a permit or not, or a license or not. They still do the, they call up, they do the federal background check right there. They call them up and do the background check right there while you're waiting and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, before I went to different places, they got a gun, like on some place, gun store in 30, and I just had to show my ID, my police ID, and then, it was cash and carry. So, yeah, they probably did it. They probably have to do it on everybody anyways, but that really don't take that long.
No, it's just filling out the 4473. They added stuff and kind of twisted one or two things, so yeah, man. So you really got to read it careful.
You can't lie, never convicted of a felony, and you never run a mental institution.
Yeah, but they twisted, I can't remember which ones they, questions they kind of twisted a little bit. You got to read it real careful. And if you really don't understand it, you better ask, because that can mean you getting it or not. So, yeah, it really messed things up.
Okay, dude, in layman's terms, what does this mean?
Exactly. And I saw ARs there, brand new, fully assembled and everything. Special, $375.
That's pretty cheap. Aren't they like $600-$700?
Well, yeah, I've seen them before too. But, yeah, there are a lot of people there.
The dealer at Dayton, where I went to the campsite last time. And they were selling Motorola APX 6000, brand new. They had whole cases of them, and they were selling it. A lot of firemen were there, and they were buying it. They're like $1,200 radios, and they were selling them for $400 with the charger and everything. I'm like, man. But you can't program them, of course, but still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the only bummer part.
Motorola ever made a handheld that you can program from the keypad? I don't think so. They're so proprietary and got to get their cable and their software and all this other stuff. Yeah. That's too bad. That's the only reason I like TYTs and ICOMs and Kenwoods, and you can just do it right from the keypad usually. I mean, you can do it with the computer and the cable, but
nice to, if you're on the fly, to do it on the keypad.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but, yeah, it's, I mean, I've got a Motorola at, 900, which, that was given to me, you know, because I want to dabble in 900 meg. I mean, I've got a beam for it. I just got to get it, get that thing, reprogrammed, but, you know, I just got to find somebody with software.
Well, if you get that going with that beam, give me a buzz. I got a, what is this? You got a Revitus? And it's got 900 in it, and it's programmed. It's got a couple of simplex frequencies and stuff like that. I don't have the programming cable. I'd have to get that and software, but it's programmed up, and it's got DMR in it, and analog, and 900, there was a couple 900 repeaters put in there, but like the one in Dowagiac and stuff, because you can't hit it, you know, from here. But, yeah, if you ever get that going, let me know. If I get it, if you got one of the frequencies up, try it.
Yeah, yeah, because I want to put Simplex in there and then the Dowagiac repeater.
And Simplex frequency, yeah, we could try it and, I don't know. From where you live and I live, it's possible. It's possible. I KG9QT, I was at his house in Mishawaka. He lives over there on the other side of Logan, about 6-7 blocks. And I talked to him handheld to handheld. He finally lost me when we got to Park Jefferson.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it might be a little different since, you know, house to house and that, and elevation and everything. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, if you had a beam, that would be great too. But that way, definitely make sure. But yeah, we'll see. I got a buddy too that's got 900 up in Roseland, so yeah, I'll try that too. Just yeah, one of these days, get everything going on that. Because I was even just looking. Got to get it reprogrammed. That's all now. N9YOU.
WB9WXO. Yeah, they had some Motorola 900s. I think they were 925 handhelds or something. They had a couple of them at set up for 900 at Dayton. Excuse me. There's one guy at Elkhart in the one back corner last year. He had a bunch of Motorola mobiles that were already programmed for 900 for Indiana and Michigan and Ohio. Did you ever see that guy in the corner? Like when you walk in, it'd be on the right-hand side all the way towards the back.
Yeah, I probably didn't pay attention.
He had some Motorola handhelds, and he had some Motorola mobiles. And the mobiles were, I don't know, $200-$300 maybe, I'm not sure, I can't remember, but they were already programmed for 900. They had simplexes in it, they had repeaters that were listed in Indiana and Michigan and Ohio, I think. And the guy's from Ohio, and that was pretty interesting. I did get a couple actual Motorola 900 megahertz rubber ducks from him, because the ones that the Revitus came with, it wasn't very good. You know, they're cheap Chinese rubber ducks. So I got a couple actual Motorola 900 antennas. That's the 900 right on the side of it and everything. So that would be a better deal. And that wasn't too bad. He had a few of them antennas.
Yeah, definitely not bad.
They tried to get that Dowagiac 900 repeater put up here in Mishawaka or South Bend up on the WSBT tower, but KG9QT's boss shot it down, and they're even related. That's his cousin, and he shot it down. Can you imagine if that 900 repeater was up there on the WSBT tower?
Oh, I know. That'd be great.
Lijak was the only one that I know around here that was up. Don't you know of anywhere else?
No. There was one, I think, in Elkhart, but that went along the wayside, I believe.
Too bad. That would have been, perfect.
Yeah, it would have been.
Fonte, the new Kalile that had every repeater over there in New Carlisle. He had 1.2, 900, 220. He had all of them at his house, and they were all interchangeable. So you can go in at 900 and come out on 2 meters and everything. It was cool. Too bad he passed away. He was a good dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Nice setup, too. And, what was it? I want to say the 146.745 and the 442.6 he had over there, and Russ got it from him and put it over at Russ's house. So I helped Russ move that stuff from Jim's house to Russ's house and set it all up. So yeah, it was good. Even Russ had it real good too.
Oh yeah, even the what you call it, 900, 1.2 gig and all that stuff. They probably sold all that off after he passed. But yeah, that was amazing. Were they Motorolas or what were they, and how high did he have that stuff up? There's a big new Carlisle Ranch.
I'm not sure on Jim's stuff, but Russ, he had what I think the 2 meters, 745 was up, 75, 80 foot, and then the 442.6 was, I think, just a little lower than that, so. And then remember, too, Russ had received sites for the 745, one in Roseland and one in LaPorte back then. And he had it set up real good, but after that second, the second hit was a direct hit, and that's when he gave everything up, because it took out about everything in the house.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I could get in a 4.2 and all that real good, because I could, about, from where I'm at, I could almost throw rocks at his house where he was living.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could put a wet noodle on the HT and hit it.
Throwing rocks at his house. That's back in my younger day. I don't think I'd even make it to Crimson Highway with a rock.
Right.
A lot of places sell 1.2 gigs in the radios, but there's nothing around here for that either.
Yeah. Well, Mike, he was going to do it at one point, because I went down with him to Amvention, and he was going to, I think he bought some of this stuff for it. He was just going to build it himself, because Dad and I had 1.2 gig HDs, and he was going to build it and just to see, just another frequency to tap on in that, but yeah, he got busy and never did it, but yeah, that's all right. I mean, I still have a 1.2, but you're not going to get too far with it, but hey, it's just another band to mess around with.
I like that Hamfest. You got a bunch of guys going. You can get on 1.2 if they all got handhelds. Or last Hamfest I went, we were on 900. And talking, and that just kind of touched down on the VHF, UHF, RF.
All righty. Yeah, it Yeah, I know. You go over there, and it seems like about every band's full on Simplex.
Yeah, that's why it's nice to be at 9 at the time. It was nice and quiet.
Alrighty. Yeah, I bet it was, too.
A digital channel in there, too, so we could also go to DMR and talk digitally. So that was cool. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Might do that this year. I might be going down there, so I don't know yet. We'll see about, fundage. See what I can scrape together.
I'm going to switch batteries a second.
Hey, that's all right. I'm going to let you go anyways because I got to do a couple things. Yeah, I'll get back out here later on, alrighty.
Okay, 73 WB9WXO.
Alrighty, 7-3-9-Y-O-U.
Mark 6, Delta Hotel Delta, CQ, CQ, CQ.
KI9NG.
KI9NGY.
Well, Warren and Hayden. Hang up. Okay. Yeah, I had to mute that. No feedback. Yeah. Just did some stuff with Quad, made some, created a new interface for DV switch server.
Very cool. Yeah, I wish more people knew about DV switch. It's, not DV switch. Is that the HF digital thing?
Okay, negative copy.
Okay.
Audio too low.
I didn't hear what you said. All I heard was negative copy low.
Yeah, I didn't copy what you said prior. Your audio was on the low side. Probably my fault. But as I was listening on the DMR radio. But go ahead. What did you say last?
Oh, I was asking if at first when you said DV, I was thinking that it was that digital mode for HF, and then I corrected myself.
Oh, Roger. No, it's So DV switch server is something you can run on your All-Star node to have, so that you could put it on your All-Star node, and then you could talk into your analog radio and be on any of the DMR, P25, and NXDN, all of those.
Yeah, copy. I think I have it downloaded. I just never have done anything with it.
Yeah, the YouTube videos to watch would be Ham Radio Crusader. He's got a bunch of good videos on it. But it's a pain in the butt to switch talk groups and networks on there. I mean, it's not a pain. You just need to SSH into your Pi and send the commands, and then you can create scripts that do that stuff automatically, and you can do it with DTMF tones. But, yeah.
Yeah, roger that. I need to get with you at some point today and grab that charger. The Motorola is knocking on death's door as far as the battery level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, copy that. I will, I'm going to clear off of here, and I'll send you a text in a little bit. KI9 Energy.
Alrighty, sounds good. KD9AJY.
Hey, C9HO listening.
KF9WW.
Ah, well, good afternoon there, Mike. How are you doing today? Hey, C9HO.
Not too bad. Getting back from church and breakfast and just sitting here listening and seeing who's out there. This is First Antenna up in the attic, over.
Oh, okay. Are you coming in direct or over 220? Because I'm coming in, I'm using the M1KE Shark RF hotspot, I guess you'd call it, but it's not a hotspot. It actually has a PPT and a speaker and a microphone. So I don't know if you're coming in through the All-Star or if you're coming in direct in the repeater.
No, this is actually direct through the repeater, and it's full scale, believe it or not.
Well, from what I can hear through the All-Stars, through the internets, you sound full quieting.
Well, that's good. I got my son corralled the other day, or yesterday, and we put the final bit of PVC that guides the coaxes down through the one spot that goes into the closet and then drops it in next to the radios. So we pushed three through and put those two, I don't know what you call them there, but they're only about 14 inches long, the fiberglass verticals. And this one is actually an Ed Fong dual band J-pole, but one of his wire J-poles in a sleeve, a thin wall PVC.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's working good for you. That's going to be much better than it was, because I know last time we talked, you were barely making a repeater, and all I got was your call sign for the check-in, so it's night and day difference now.
Yeah, I was just hoping, you know, that I'd be able to get in some of the conversations. You know, some of the later in the evening conversations I could hit both the 9-7 and the 6-1-0 some of the time, but this one it looks like I'll be able to make these without any problems no matter when.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. I wonder what it sounds like on the 610. Have you tried that? Have you gotten any radio checks or anything on that yet?
No, nothing yet. I know the audio receive. I'm picking, you know, I have some other frequencies in from Lake County and Plymouth, and I'm actually picking those up. Not strong, but I can understand where they are and pick them up. But the aircraft band is strong. I'm picking Chicago flights up, so that was interesting. I've got one on each corner apex of the house. They're about 55, 60 foot apart, and then the J-poles is in the middle, and I still have a couple of more to stake out opposite corners. So hopefully I'll have something that'll cover just about every direction, depending on how the conditions are.
Okay, so do you just switch antennas, or you got them all linked together?
Well, right now I've been going to different radios, but once I understand which ones go better in which directions, then I'll assign them to a specific radio, or at least have some kind of idea which ones work better in which direction, and then if I want to, then I can assign them to something on a switch box and dial them into, depending on who and what and where. Because I have the VFT-100D and then the VFT-510D, whatever the numbers are, yeah, D. And, but I've got so many different ones, I can never remember how to program them, so I'm going to have to get out the books on each of them.
Oh, yeah, especially when you go from the 100 to the 510. That's similar but yet different. I know a lot of the menus are named similar, so it once you figure out one, the other one is easier to figure out. I haven't messed with the FTM-100 in a long time. I've just been using that for my node. And, man, I had that, it's connected to KCY right now and has been all weekend. And I don't know if it stopped ever the whole weekend. There's been traffic on that thing almost the whole weekend. I don't have the external fan running because it's so cold out in the pole barn. But I felt the radio yesterday, and even at 20 watts, it's still a little warm when it's only like, oh, excuse me, I think it's only like 25 degrees in the pole barn right now. But, so, yeah, once you do get a node set up, you're going to want to buy that, I can't remember the model number. It's a mount, or have some sort of fan on the radio. But Yaesu sells one that the radio mounts to, and the fan is underneath it. And you can turn it on and off anytime you want. It has a Yaesu number, like SCU-40 or something. I'm probably wrong on that, but you're definitely going to want something like that if you're ever going to be on something like KCY.
AF9WW. Yeah, I'm sure I will once things are starting to come together now. You know, I was getting depressed with the way things were. I could hear occasionally, but I couldn't join in the conversation, so now that it seems like I can, I've got a couple of commercial antennas for the 150s that I detuned down in the 140s that actually do pretty good on the 70 centimeter band as well as the 2 meter band. I tuned them for the 146s, and they're almost flat, and they're like six, almost 7 foot tall. I think they call them colin ears. But I had to add quite a bit of length to the center of them to bring them into the parameters that I wanted to get out of them. And I still got those and a couple of other things that I can stick up in the attic. And I'm hoping to have something at all the corners. It's kind of hard to describe, but I have a north-south peak, and then I have an east-west peak. The garage goes east-west, I'm sorry, north-south, and then the main portion of the house goes east-west, plus the center will eventually have some of the HF dipoles or whatever I end up doing up in the attic. So I was afraid I wasn't going to have enough room and going to be too close, but it all seems to be working out pretty good.
Okay, very good. I can tell you it's working good. I'm actually on my Yaesu now, FG5 connected to the M9TAX. I'm listening to myself. I don't sound nearly as good, that's for sure. Which is kind of to be expected. But it's an inside antenna, too. I need to get something a little bit better for where I'm sitting in my recliner. I had the Icon 705 sitting here, but I was having a really hard time picking up this repeater with that radio for some reason. The FG5 seems to pick it up just as good, if not better. Not just as good, but definitely better. So, but you're coming in. I got a little static on my radio anyway, but you're coming in. So you must be full quiet getting into this repeater now. It's working well for you. Whatever you're doing is definitely getting you where you need to go.
Well, that's good. This is, like I said, this is the FT100, so it'll be a part of the system that I'm putting together with the HRI200. But I still have to get another radio, and I was hoping to find another FT100, but people are real proud of them, so they're asking just about what I paid for them brand new, so I might as well get a new radio, a 300 or whatever, and go that route. That way I'll have something. So I need that radio, and I need a Windows laptop to dedicate, and a couple of antennas to make it go, and then I'm going to really be a pain in your back, because I'm going to have to learn all that stuff.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. I see that didn't turn down much. I'm back on my Shark RF thing. But I feel like I'm cheating because I'm not using much RF. I'm using Bluetooth RF, if you want to call it that, or Wi-Fi RF. But it's so handy, man. I took this thing mobile yesterday, and it worked quite well. I was very impressed. And how easy it is to use, it makes it much, much better. But it's going to be my traveling companion, I think. I'm still trying to figure out how to get an All-Star node in my truck. For some reason, I cannot connect to nodes when I'm connected with my phone for Wi-Fi. Then I'll use my radio in the truck to talk into this if I'm traveling. With the truck, anyway. But if I'm traveling in the wife's car, this is going to be the radio, if you want to call it a radio. This is going to be my communication piece. But well, I'm glad you're getting it working. If you want, we can go over to 6-1 and I can give you a radio check on that as well. I'll just get back on my Yaesu and we can see how it sounds over there if you want to.
Okay, I don't have 6-1 in this radio, but I have it in the 5-10. The 5-1-0. But I have it in that one, so let me find where I hit it. That's the other thing, trying to figure, it's got so many bands of frequencies that you can put in memory that it's hard for me to remember how to get to them.
Oh yeah, I understand that, and that 510 also has what's called the PMG, which I use a lot mobile. The only downfall to that is my APRS doesn't work when I'm using that, but I can monitor five frequencies at the same time. So, of course, I got my node in there. I got the 6-1. I got the 9-7. I got the UHF repeater, the W9LY UHF, which we could test that, too, if you got it programmed in. What else do I monitor? What was that node? There's 3-4. Camera. Oh, I think it's 5-2. Yeah, I put in 5-2 simplex that I monitor as the fifth frequency.
Okay, we'll switch over to the 5-10. I've got it on that on JSI, so we'll see how that works.
Before we go over there. I was told last night that I was getting some sort of like beeping artifact while I was talking. Have you heard anything like that while we've been talking? Because I did adjust the mic gain a little bit after that last night.
No, I'm not aware of any noise in there. I'm sitting close enough to the speaker that I shouldn't hear. I should hear it if there was there.
Okay, well, another difference between last night and now is I was on my phone Wi-Fi, which was cutting out here and there, but now I'm on my home Wi-Fi, so that could be part of it too. But I did turn the mic gain down quite a bit, so that might have been part of the problem. All right, I'll QSY over to 610 AC9HO.
Okay, 9WW 610.
N9OKA. 9 Joe. Yeah, 9 Joe.